Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off.
Hello, America, and welcome to John Solomon's Best of 2021. All this week, we've been reminiscing with some of the best podcasts from the past year. Today, we're flashing back to October 5th, when John interviewed President Trump, talking about January 6th, critical race theory, China, and a whole lot more. So sit back and enjoy one of our favorite throwback shows from this year. This is John Solomon's Best of 2021. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, joining us
We're so honored that the president was able to carve out some time today to make some news, and we're going to try to do that just for you. Now, before we get there, I want to tell you about one story because I want to talk to the president about this. Overnight, we broke a story here at Just the News about Benny Thompson. If that name sounds familiar, he's the Mississippi congressman, a Democrat, been in Congress a very long time, since 1993, who was named by Nancy Pelosi to be the chairman of the January 6th Capitol riot investigation. And that commission has been putting out subpoenas. It's had a few hearings. And throughout this process, as one of the deans of the Democratic Party, Benny Thompson has portrayed himself as being against an event he calls it an insurrection, and for the police officers who were injured on that terrible day on January 6th. That's how he's portrayed himself. That's how he's been portrayed in the media. But it turns out 50 years earlier, before Benny Thompson was on our national radar, he was a young alderman in a small rural town of Bolton, Mississippi in 1971. He was on the opposite side of an insurrection debate, on the opposite side of police. That's right. In 1971, there was a group called the Republic of New Africa. It was on the FBI's watch list. It was, according to FBI informants, a group that was plotting guerrilla warfare against the United States to try to take, if necessary by force, land in five southern states, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, and South Carolina, and create a new country called the Republic of New Africa here on U.S. soil. They had meetings that the FBI monitored where they signed a new Declaration of Independence. The members renounced their citizenship, and they engaged in violent clashes with police from 68 to 72. 73. I found at least three instances in which police officers were killed while trying to arrest or serve search warrants upon members of this RNA, Republic of New Africa. And in the midst of all of the violence, in the midst of all the controversy, in the midst of all of the racial strife of early 1970s Mississippi, Benny Thompson spoke out. And he didn't speak out on behalf of the officers who were shot dead by this group. He didn't speak out against insurrection or secession, which this group stood for. Instead, he spoke out in favor of the group, suggested that police should just leave the group alone, suggested that police were to blame for some of the problems that this group was encountering. That occurred in the spring of 1971, the first time. Here, listen to the clip. You'll understand what I'm talking about. This is Benny Thompson at a press conference right after a group of RNA members were arrested for obstructing justice because they were trying to prevent law enforcement from executing warrants and search warrants at a location in Mississippi. This is what Benny Thompson had to say back then.
I treated fairly and given every opportunity afforded them by law. This was not done in the case of the Republic of New Africa. They are charged with obstructing justice. This, I believe, is an attempt on part of law enforcement officials to stop the Republic from building its community. My position is that people are entitled to live as they choose, so long as they are law-abiding and peaceful.
All right, very different sentiments, right, from the Benny Thompson that just a few weeks ago was consoling the police who were wounded during the Capitol riot on January 6th. Very different sentiments. He's for the insurrection group or for the republic, he even calls it a republic, and their efforts to create a community on U.S. soil. You heard him say that, right? And against, sort of negative against the police. Now, that became even more pronounced in August of 1971 when a squad of Jackson, Mississippi police officers and FBI agents went to execute four search warrants on a safe house where many of the RNA members were holed up. By the way, lots of ammunition and guns in a lot of the places where the FBI went, including that early incident I just talked about. On that day, the FBI and the Jackson Police Department announced they were coming to search warrants. They gave RNA members 75 seconds to exit peacefully or begin exiting peacefully. They did not. The police then fired tear gas canister into the house to try to flush out the people, flush them out. And then the RNA members, according to police and FBI reports I reviewed, opened fire on those law enforcement officials. They killed one Mississippi police officer. They seriously wounded a second police officer, and they wounded an FBI agent who had been on scene to run the operation. Three law enforcement injured or killed that day. Earlier, there was a police officer in Detroit killed right outside an RNA event. And in New Mexico, three RNA members who were being arrested by a New Mexico police officer killed that police officer. Some of them fled. Guess where they fled to? Communist Cuba. This is the type of group we're talking about. Well, after that Jackson police episode, which made national headlines, by the way, and put the RNA on the national map. Even the New York Times wrote about it as an extremist group. They killed this cop. Benny Thompson joined a group of young black leaders in Jackson, Mississippi, to have a press conference. And the purpose of that press conference was to announce a group that would support the Republic of New Africa. Support this group that the FBI considered terrorist, violent, seditious, right? And at the press conference, speakers sitting right around Benny Thompson, he's part of this group, literally blamed the police for getting themselves killed at this episode. Not because they were lawfully serving a search warrant, which, by the way, the courts had approved. They blamed the cops for having a get those N, I'm not going to use the word, attitude. And that's what cost the police officer his life. That's what this press conference argued. They blamed the police for getting killed, when in fact, all the police were doing were to execute a lawful search warrant about a group that almost everybody who studied them agrees, left, right, center, was an extremist group, a group with violent tendencies, talking about guerrilla warfare, talking about secession from the United States. It was a black nationalist separatist group by its own definition. The Energy Department, and I put this study up on our website, actually called it an extremist group, a terrorist group. That's who Benny Thompson was consorting with, sympathizing with, defending in 1971. And who was he demeaning? Well, by inference or directly, the police. He accused the police of being abusive to the group, not letting them set up their community and then participate in a press conference where other speakers, at least, claimed that the police were to blame for getting shot and killed while executing a lawful search warrant. That's Benny Thompson of 50 years ago. That is who is the chairman of the January 6th Commission today. What does that mean? You decide. All the documents, the FBI documents, the Mississippi police documents, everything about this group, the killings of the police officer, all documented for you to see. You can grab the documents, make up your own mind. But when you see Benny Thompson out there sympathizing with police officers today and speaking out against the insurrectionists that he said stormed the Capitol on January 6th, and as you know, I have always denounced what went on January 6th. It was a criminal event, just like the riots in the summer of 2020 in big blue cities around the country. It was just as bad. Both sides have engaged in criminal conduct. What went on in January 6th and what went on in the riots before them were all wrong. Wrong morally, ethically, legally, criminally. But that man that is now credibly, or at least claiming he wants to credibly investigate this and showing sympathy for police, speaking out against insurrection or separatism. Well, he himself was on the different side of that debate 50 years ago. Important facts to know. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, and I'm going to be sure to ask him about this Benny Thompson stuff, is the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, joining us right after this commercial break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to John Solomon's Best of 2021. We're flashing back to October 5th when John interviewed former President Trump.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest. He needs no introduction. He is the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John.
It is an honor to have you on. And I want to start with something, because just before your administration left office, you tried to do something to combat this critical race theory that was going through the schools. You delivered with the 1776 curriculum, and that touched off a movement in America, parents confronting school boards about what their kids were learning. Last night, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, announced that he's asked the FBI to investigate parents who are questioning their school boards. What's your reaction to that decision? And what does it mean about free speech in America more largely?
Well, it's very tough because the parents are very wounded by what's taken place by, in many cases, radical left school boards. And you would certainly think they have a voice, and they have a voice as to how their children are going to be educated, brought up and educated. And that's a very tough stance. There's no question about it. I heard that late last night, and I was somewhat surprised by it, but nothing surprises me too much anymore. I ended that whole situation, as you know. I ended it and ended it strongly.
You did.
And as soon as the radical left got in, they reinstituted it. And the parents, I guess what I did, maybe almost more importantly than ending it, is I alerted the country as to what's going on with their schools and with the school board and with the military, by the way, where you have the same thing happening in the military. We fired all of those people that were doing it, but now they've been hired again and they get a lot of money. They get a lot of money, more money than most people make in government, more money than the president of the United States got paid, which I got nothing, of course, because I didn't take.
Right.
I didn't take the money. No. Nobody talks about that. But more money than the president of the United States these people are making. And they're all over the place. It's a very dangerous situation for the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know it is. And you can see it. You did start a movement. Parents got alerted by that 1776 curriculum. And that's really where it got started.
I think
There's
so.
There's no doubt. China's been buzzing Taiwan last few days with warplanes. Lots of them. Nerves are on edge in the Pacific. Joe Biden started to talk like Donald Trump on China all of a sudden. But I want to ask you this. How would you, if you're president again, how would you deal with this threat of China right now? It's an intimidation campaign against our longtime ally, Taiwan.
Well, I think I dealt with them very well. I took in billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars from China.
Right.
Nobody else took in 10 cents ever. Not one president ever did anything. In fact, I hear that Biden may leave my big taxes and I tax China and tariff China. And nobody ever thought that was possible. We took in just billions. I gave $28 billion of that money to the farmers over a 2-year period. They got 12 and they got 16 billion. And the farmers, it saved the farmers because they boycotted the farms. You remember
right.
that?
So I do.
I ended up, the farmers did very well. And now the farmers are really doing well. I'll be in Iowa next week doing a big rally, which will be fantastic, I think Saturday night. So it's going to be something very special. But the farmers are great, but they were taken advantage of by China. And I was tough on China. I also got along great with President Xi until the China virus came in. Once the China virus reared its ugly head, yep, I was a different kind of a guy. But I had a great relationship with him, as I did with most of the leaders, even though I treated them tougher because they were every single country. I'll tell you this, John. Every single country, without exception, was taking advantage of the United States, from the big ones to the little ones. Deals that were so stupid from our standpoint,
right,
not even sustainable. But if you look at what was happening with the European Union, I mean, they were almost as bad as China. And by the way, we lost with them $150 billion a year. $150 billion a year. Now, China was $502 billion a year.
Yeah.
But the European Union, they didn't sell our cars. They basically don't buy our farm product. They bought very little from us. We had a deficit of 150, it varied between $150 and $190 billion. You know, sounds innocent, the European Union.
Yep.
But they were very good at clipping the United States also. And if you look at South Korea, I made a new trade deal with them. It was horrible before. That was done by Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And if you look at Japan, I made a different trade deal with them. But, you know, Japan, as an example, they sold cars into the United States, but we couldn't sell any into them. I said, that doesn't sound too fair to me. And we did a lot of things. And then we got hit with COVID, and we had to go back into a different mode, obviously. But I was tough on other countries, and yet I got along with the leaders.
Yeah, you did. If they try to invade or attack Taiwan, U.S. has to stand with Taiwan, doesn't it?
Well, I never comment on that, but yep. I will tell you that I can guarantee you that if I were president, they would not have done it. They wouldn't be sending planes over right now. For 4 years, you never heard anything.
You didn't?
Taiwan wasn't even mentioned.
No.
Okay, for 4 years. It was only after I left, with a rigged election, by the way, that's destroying our country, soon to be destroyed, as far as I can see. But when I left, this all started. I spoke to President Xi about that on numerous occasions. He understood.
He understood where he came from.
He would not. I will tell you, look, I will tell you 100% certain they would not have done anything with Taiwan while I was president. That doesn't mean after I was president, because that's a new group of people, as you have right now. But if I were there for another 4 years, they would not have been even thinking about Taiwan. They understood that.
Yeah, they did. They had clarity from you. There's no doubt about it.
Just as the Taliban had clarity.
They did.
Don't kill any soldiers. For 18 months, they killed no soldiers. We had them so boxed in, it was going to be perfect. We were going to get all our citizens out and some others that deserved it, not the people that came out. We have people that we have no idea who they are that just poured into the airplanes.
Yeah.
But we were going to take our military equipment out. We would have had no soldiers killed. And we would have had the military come out last, not first. Who would bring the military out first?
Yeah.
There was nobody there to protect anybody. It was crazy.
It is.
And we would have kept Bagram because of China.
Yep. Absolutely. It was our strategic stronghold. It's even a first-year cadet right. would have known that.
Anybody would have. A yep. child would have known that.
That's right.
A child.
No.
It's incredible, actually, what's happened.
Amazing drop. I want to get to elections in just 1 second, but before I do, we had a story this morning. Benny Thompson, chairman of the January 6th Commission, back 50 years ago, he was against cops and embracing an insurrectionist group, a black revolutionary group that had killed cops and also threatened to take land from the southern state by force. Do you think he's fit to be the chairman of the January 6th Commission?
Well, I'm just hearing this now, and I read what you have unearthed. That's a big statement because he's, you know, very radical left and talking about the insurrection. The insurrection took place on November 3rd. That was the insurrection when they rigged the election. The big insurrection, the real insurrection, really the crime of the century, that took place on November 3rd and not on January 6th. And no, if he has a record like that, I think it's something that should be actually brought up and studied by the Unselect Committee.
Yeah. And as far as compliance, they're dropping subpoena on all of your former advisors. Do you plan to invoke executive privilege? Do you plan to fight some of these requests?
Well, I'm mixed because we did nothing wrong. So right. I'm sort of saying, why are we hiring lawyers to do this? I'd like to just have everybody go in and say what you have to say. We did nothing wrong. They did something wrong. The investigation should be on the election of November 3rd, on the presidential election of 2020. That's what the committee should be set up for. And that should be a select committee, not an unselect committee, where we don't have even representatives on there because they didn't want our representatives. And that should be a select committee, and they should investigate the election fraud because many states had fraud, many, many states. And I won't go over it now with you, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I do want to mention some of those because the tide is really changing, much like Russia collusion, right? It was Russia collusion, then there was no Russia collusion. On election, 200,000 ballots are now questioned by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 50,000 flagged in the Arizona audit, 40,000 in DeKalb County. That was something we did last week. Now under investigation, 29 pages of problems in Fulton County. And now the Secretary of State wants to take over Fulton County before he said it was a perfect election. How much are you surprised by the change? And then also, what are the next steps for you? What can you do to keep pressing this case?
Well, we are pressing it, and we're going to continue to press it. And a lot of very good people say, sir, we should think to the future. Think to the future. I said, well, you're not going to have a future if you don't solve the past. And we don't want the same thing to happen in 22 and 24. But, you know, they say think to the future. Some bad ones say that, but some very good people, people that you like, I like, right. they really feel that way. Think to the future. But what are we going to think? We won that election by a lot. You know, those numbers that you talked about in those various states, those are all, they call it determinative. Right. They are determinative numbers. In other words, they would have changed the outcome of all of those states. And I only needed, I guess, two big ones or three small ones. But all of those states would have changed. The vote totals would have changed. Think about this. Where you have more votes in cases, where you have more votes than you have voters. That should have been looked at before the numbers were sent up to the Senate to be approved. Or Mitch McConnell should have said, well, why is it that All these things took place. And that was then. Since then, as you know better than anybody, we've learned a lot more. And the Arizona audit, which the press just was fraudulent the way they covered it.
They sure were.
The Arizona, under findings, they had so many findings of bad things. No, it's a very sad thing. It's the, I call it the crime of the century. And, you know, somebody said, well, is it the crime when there's no death? I said, of course there's death. Look at the southern border. There's death all over. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. All these things wouldn't have happened. We had the strongest border in history. Now we have the worst border in history. We might have the worst border of any country ever.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, it's a serious situation right now. I'm so different from the way you left the country just 8-9 months ago.
It's like a different country.
It is.
It's a different. Look at inflation. Look at gasoline. $1.86 a gallon. It's going to be over $5, $5.50. It's going to go to $7 or $8.
Wow.
That's bigger than three tax increases.
Yep.
You know, every time it goes up 50 or 60 cents, they say that's like a big tax increase for middle-income people.
Yeah, that's so true. The very people Joe incredible. Biden said he was trying to help, he's actually penalizing.
Yeah, you know, he's really helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just nobody could believe it could be this bad. And I said it was going to be bad, but nobody could believe it was going to be this bad. Nobody could believe that we'd go into Afghanistan, take the soldiers out, and leave $85 billion worth of equipment, the best equipment, brand-new helicopters that are... I won't even tell you how expensive they are. They are the best in the world. And now China has a couple and Russia has a couple. And they're going to re-engineer them, de-engineer. They're going to find out what makes them tick because they're the best and they'll copy them out. You know, it's just incredible to leave $85 billion worth of equipment. They say the Russia spends $50 billion a year in its military. We left $85 billion worth of equipment.
It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It really is. One last question on elections. Mass mail ballots. It seems like we treated ballots like it was junk mail in this last election.
Yeah.
Do you think Americans understand the consequences of that? What would you like to see happen in the next elections?
Well, it was junk mail. It was junk mail. And much of it wasn't delivered to Republican areas. I mean, look, you know, there's so many different reports. If somebody wants a question, I'll say, give me just 24 hours. I'll get you some of the many, many reports of the fraud and all the things that took place. And even, I guess, Jimmy Carter and somebody did reports a long time ago.
They did, James Baker, right?
James Baker. And they did a report, and it said that mail-in ballots are a disaster for the country. They'll be cheating. You know, many people that you know got two ballots, three ballots, four ballots.
Yes.
The most I heard was seven. But they got a lot of ballots. The post office, the delivery, sometimes they get delivered, sometimes they don't. It is the greatest... I'm telling you, it is the greatest fraud ever committed in this country, probably, but it is the crime of the century.
Do you feel good at least now that legislatures are stepping up into their role? Wisconsin's got an ongoing investigation. Do you feel like some of that is vindication of what you were talking about?
Well, it is, except, you know, our country has to come back a long way. We had this country spinning like a top. We had 160 million people working in this country prior to COVID. And then I got it going a second time. I really did it twice. And we handed it over to this group, and what they've done is incredible, incredible. It's interesting, though, too. You know, you talk about the mandates, but when I was president, nobody talked about not getting the vaccine. It was very interesting. After I left, they talked about not getting it, and that's when they started talking about mandates. We didn't talk about mandates. Everybody was rushing to get it, and we were doing a lot. We were doing over a million a day, and, you know, we didn't have a ramp-up time either. The military there did a great job. You know, we have great generals. But not the television guys, not the Millies of the world. But we have great generals. We've defeated ISIS, the ISIS caliphate, 100%, by the way, and took out the two primary leaders. And you know who they were.
Yep.
That nobody else was able to do. We did tremendous things. We have great generals. But the guys that you watch on television are not them.
Yeah, it's a pretty shocking. I think people got a good dose of that during the hearings. Last question, because John Durham finally delivered his second indictment, and it really laid out just how the Clinton campaign put that Russia collusion thing into that channel many times. Any way they could get it into the FBI. You've called this out for what it was from the moment it started.
Yep.
Do you feel like you have accountability yet? And if not, could you do something yourself to try to force accountability on the Russia case?
Well, I guess you could do civil unless... you know, one of these New York people are going to do something, but they're radical left Democrats. You know, they investigate Republicans and me after years and years. It's gone on for years and years. And they investigate me and they investigate others. But when things like this come about, this is really big stuff, what Durham has come up with. And let's hope the rest of it comes out. But even, and I think it will, I think a lot more. I think they're going a lot further. It's taken too long. You know, just this one element, it shows one thing, that it was a con job. It was set up as a total con job, that Russia was just conceived by these people and thrown out there. It was a con of the American people. And it's absolutely criminal. It should never, ever be allowed to happen again. But I'm very interested to see what happens with the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth Durham reports, which I hope they're going to exist.
Yeah, I think there's more coming down the pike. You've seen a lot of activity.
I hope so.
Well, sir, I want to thank you so much for spending so much time with us. I know how busy you are, but our audience just loves what you stand for, and I can't thank you enough for the time today.
Well, I love what you stand for. You're a pro, and you should have gotten the Pulitzer Prize because you frankly got it right. They got it wrong. They all got Pulitzer Prizes, and they were all wrong on the Russia hoax. You got it right.
And you sent a letter asking the Pulitzer Committee to reject it now.
I actually said they should take the Pulitzer Prizes back because based on the Durham report and before that, Mueller too.
Right.
But based on all of this stuff, all of the reporting for 3 years was wrong. They should not be entitled to have a Pulitzer Prize. And let's see what Pulitzer does, the committee, because, you know, look, they probably won't do it because they're radical left. But it's a disgrace that they got a Pulitzer Prize.
You put them in the spot now. They have
report.
To respond.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how they respond.
It sure will.
Thank you very much for what you do, John.
Thank you, sir. Honor having you on the show today.
My honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. You've been listening to John Solomon's Best of 2021. This whole week, we've been flashing back, honoring some of the heroes John has interviewed throughout the year. John's been on vacation all week, but he's not been sitting idle. He's preparing to begin his brand new TV show, News Not Noise, with co-host Amanda Head on Real America's Voice Network. Be sure to watch the premiere January 4th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The show will be airing every weeknight, Monday through Friday. Show topics will include investigative reports, news of the day, author segments, and entertainment news. Once again, John's brand new TV show premieres January 4th, News Not Noise, on Real America's Voice Network. Happy New Year from all of us. Thanks for listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News.
At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.